Okay. Right. Module 4, Unit 2, Lessons 1 to 4. Listen to a radio broadcast about some of the most popular attractions and museums in London. Hello, everybody. Today we want to show you some of the most popular attractions and museums in London. Let's start with the London Eye. The London Eye is one of London's newest attractions, but already one of the most popular. Opened in 2000, also being known as the Millennium Wheel, the Eye takes you on a flight, giving breathtaking 360-degree views over the capital as your glass capsule gradually ascends into the sky on a revolving Ferris wheel structure, which is 495 feet high and the biggest in the world. The Eye is ideally situated for seeing from one place most of London's landmarks, being located on the South Bank, just across Westminster Bridge from the Houses of Parliament. On a fine day, the view stretches for miles down the Thames in both directions. Don't bother going when it's a cloudy day, though. On the other hand, if you've got the time and money to go twice, a trip at night shows the city at its most spectacular. Do you feel like going to the cinema? Why not choose a three-dimensional film? The IMAX cinema opened in 1996, literally in the middle of a roundabout opposite Waterloo Station, boasts of being the biggest screen that Britain's ever seen. The cinema mainly shows specially made films that last around 45 minutes and are designed to showcase the sheer scale of the screen. As a result, they tend to be documentaries. Recent examples have featured the International Space Station and the Titanic. Many of these are in 3D. Special glasses are supplied, and some of the footage shot for this format really does have to be seen to be believed. In a way, it's all the more like going on a fairground ride than a trip to the movies, but no less fun for all that. Be warned, though, that the cost is only slightly less than that of seeing a full-length film in the heart of Leicester Square. And now, something more old-fashioned. Madame Tussauds and London Planetarium. Madame Tussauds has been attracting London's longest queues for nearly 200 years. The models of the most famous and contemporary are always at the front in a garden party. This is where photos can be taken with the likes of David Beckham and James Bond. There is also a premiere night section, which houses film stars such as Sean Connery and Marilyn Monroe. The most popular section is the Chamber of Horrors, which includes a reconstruction of an East End street, complete with a mutilated Jack the Ripper victim. Madame Tussauds shares a building with the London Planetarium, and if you visit the waxworks, a ticket for stargazing can be purchased at a much reduced price. Visiting these three museums is simply a must. The British Museum. The British Museum is home to some of the rarest treasures of history and is Britain's single most popular tourist attraction. This is where the controversial Elgin marbles are kept. The row over whether the gigantic strip of sculptures taken from the side of the Parthenon should be returned to Greece has simmered for nearly 200 years. There are also fragments from two of the wonders of the ancient world, a marble horse from the tomb of King Mausolos and a marble column drum from the Temple of Artemis. In addition, of course, there are a vast number of other intriguing artifacts, such as a bathtub from Ur, believed to have been the world's first great city, the remains of the Lindo man, who was preserved in a bog after being ritually sacrificed 2,000 years ago, and the Rosetta Stone, from which the Egyptian hieroglyphs were translated. Natural History. The Natural History Museum is a huge, sprawling mass of exhibits, and there are enough of them to get thoroughly, if enjoyably, lost. The museum has always made the most of its dinosaur exhibits. The most popular part is the Dinosaur Gallery, and there is an entire plaster cast skeleton of a Diplodocus in the central hall. There is also a life-size animatronic model of a dinosaur being attacked and eaten, guaranteed to entertain the kids. Other attractions include an earthquake simulator and the insect room, known as Creepy Crawl Leaves. There is also a wildlife garden, described as the museum's first living exhibition. The NHM is immensely popular with children and often has special exhibitions geared towards them that are nevertheless equally as fascinating for adults. Science. The Science Museum, next door to the Natural History Museum, has 7 floors dedicated to the history and future of technological achievement. Much of it is geared towards interactivity and hands-on exhibits. There are a great number of classroom trips that end up here in an attempt to make science interesting for bored schoolchildren throughout the country. The new Welcome Wing is a glimpse into the future, with intriguing and occasionally scary displays on genetics, computers, and potential scientific breakthroughs, such as holidaying in space and male birth. Elsewhere, the Science and Art of Medicine Gallery features a massive display of medical developments throughout history. The most eye-catching exhibits include a mummified head and George Washington's dentures. Listen to these geographical names and number them in the sequence you hear them. You won't hear all of them. Argentina. Argentine. Caribbean. Chatsworth. Cheshire. Cincinnati. Edinburgh. Erie. Erie. Gloucester. Idaho. Iowa. Kalamazoo. Mediterranean. Milan. Milwaukee. Ottawa. Paraguay. Pontiac. Singapore. St. Lawrence. 1. Listen to the weather forecast and complete the sentences below. Let's have a look at the weather map for today. Thursday will feel fresher across western parts, with some sunny periods here. There could be some heavy showers brewing up over parts of Scotland, and maybe southeast England too. These will ease away through the evening. Cloud and rain over Western Ireland throughout the day. And the weather for tonight. A cloudy night over eastern parts of the UK, with further scattered outbreaks of possible thundery rain in places. Elsewhere, it will be mainly dry with clear spells, but there may be a little rain over Ireland. A mild night, but a bit fresher over central and western parts. Long-term forecast. It'll turn less hot over the next few days, with thundery showers in the north and east gradually clearing up this evening. Friday will be dry for many, although Ireland will see some rain, but most places will be wet on Saturday.